This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Mike, you just asked me something. I want to give this information out before we get into it because it is interesting. Look, I think when you look at our team, I'm talking about the Braves, the projection is 95-96 wins. We got 90% chance of making the playoffs this year, okay, based on, again, all these projections. And nobody can project health, just like last year. But this is based on, hey, if everything goes right, based on what we know about this team and the makeup of the team. And they also give us a 14% chance of getting to the World Series, which I think is pretty good. But this all gets back to the return of Ronald Acuña. And again, I say this,
right.
Another 100 RBI, another 30-plus home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to steal as many bases this year.
Okay? I think that's a realistic expectation,
just
based on the nature of the injury.
But he is going to produce at the plate where you talk about runs scored. This is another facet. Then you add Spencer Strider into the starting rotation, which has got to be huge. So that's the caveat. But we had a nightmare season coming off 89 wins. I want you guys to think about all the guys that were hurt, and
right.
We still won 89 games. So it's going to be different. But you just asked me a question, so go ahead and ask me.
When is Ronald Acuña going to play? Because the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos will be out with John Fricke tonight. Catch that. But I know that we've heard stake and we've tried to get it out of him. They're kind of cryptic. You know, you've never really locked it down with specifics about when we're actually going to see Ronald Acuña starting for the Braves.
I got boss, you know.
Yes.
So, I mean, you got any insight from your peeps on this deal?
So I said this to Mike, and I'll say it to you guys. I'm not going to tell you I'm overly concerned, but I think it's going to be longer than what we anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought was, listen, have him be in there as a DH every now and then. Work him in.
Right.
That's Marcell Ozuna. And I don't think that's going to happen to allow Acuña to get at bats. So the question is, are we talking 2 weeks from now, from tomorrow, or are we talking a month from tomorrow?
Mm.
Mike, I think we're talking more about another potential 25, 30 days.
What?
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you've listened to everything that's been written.
It's a long time.
If you read Grant and you read and you listen to what David O'Brien writes or Mark Bowman, it's just this. It's like May. May-ish. You know, hopefully later. That's the thing. I mean, you know that Strider, as soon as you saw him, just looked like he was ready for the regular season. Everyone's like, well, the hell with the rehab starts. Let's go. But
yeah.
They got a plan, so at least sounds like at least two trips to Gwinnett.
To your point, and I think a lot of Braves fans, you're hearing us say this, and you're going, all right, what's that mean? It doesn't mean that he's more injured than they're leading on. It simply means they're going to be cautious with him. Here's the Braves thinking about this. I don't like it. I know you don't, Mike.
Hmm.
But we need Acuna more in August and September than we do in April and May. So if it means another month before we actually get him back out there and he's producing, because it still may take a little time. We don't know he's going to come back immediately red hot. I hope he does.
Right.
But that's how they're thinking about it. But it is concerning just a little bit. And I don't want to get too crazy, but I was like, is everything all right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a realistic, we're not being alarmist, it's a realistic question. When are we going to see Acuna? So Jerickson Profar, if he hits it, and Tony Gwynn thinks he's going to be a guy that's going to stay where he was last year at 2-8. It took him a while to get to where he finally gets a little bit of a payday, but he believes in him, and he covered him in San Diego. And then, the other pieces you added Verdugo, along with, you know, what we got with Kelnick, so serviceable. Money Harris needs to hit the ground running. One thing for certain, I think, if, and we didn't really mention him so far, but everybody else in the lineup, Austin Riley looks like he's okay. He's worked some things out. Olsen is struggling, though. Olsen did hit a home run yesterday, but he's sub 200 for spring. Does that concern you? Unless maybe, or get the crap out of the way now and then hit the ground running.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not as concerning as maybe if this was Sean Murphy, because just I would be distraught if it was Murphy who was hitting like that. I think Olsen's,
well, he was before he got hurt.
Well, listen. Drake Baldwin's about to step in there and be a dude.
Ozuna looks good too, by the way. Ozuna's had a good spring.
He does, man. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to take at-bats away from your DHs. Ozuna could put up the similar numbers he put up last year. But, you know, when we talk about the NL East, guys, I think this could be the most interesting race of any. I know we think about the Phillies and the Mets and us. Don't count the Marlins out either. I mean, they're not going to win the division, but you got to take advantage of the situation with the Marlins every time you get a chance to play them. But the Nationals, Mike, they're on their way back. I mean, you know, I think they're going to take a step forward this year. The Phillies won 95 games last year. Again, we won 89, and under the circumstances where we had, you know, all the injuries and Chris Sale and Cy Young, I'm just saying this division is going to be tough once the Mets get healthy. They've got two starting pitchers that are hurt. Their catcher's injured. But if, in fact, let's just fast forward to your point about Acuna, a month from now, and the Mets hopefully get their guys back, and I say that for their fans, Mike, this thing's going to get really interesting, and it's going to be a dogfight at the end.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of the Mets, nothing to do with injuries or anything, but you see A.J. Minter shaved his noggin?
He did.
Yeah, you see that, Chris? He's kind of got like a Mr. Clean look going this year.
I didn't see it, no. Yeah. Is there any reason? Did he say?
I know when I was standing, I went bald. He shaved it. I don't know.
I didn't see that.
His own personal style. But yeah, the Mets have got a lot of injuries. I'm reading the Mets website right now. So yeah, it'll be curious to see how much they weather that storm like the Braves had to last year before everybody gets healthy.
Yeah, that's the issue for them. Marlins, again, 20 games. You know, they were 71-91 last year. They're not going to be as good, I don't believe. But, you know, they still probably have one of, if not the best pitchers in the league. And I think he's going to get traded.
Where is
Ronald Acuna? That's a very smooth segue.
I'm a little bit worried, but I don't want to be overly concerned. I just feel like that seems like a long time. You had all offseason, you had all spring, and now you're telling us you really don't have a date and there's a time, and then, you know, maybe it's another 30 days. Come on.
Where is
Ronald Acuna? Yeah, it's funny. We brought you behind the curtain. We were just talking about, you know, it's, you haven't had any specificity about the, you know, when the Ronald Acuna gets out there. So it's a bit of a concern for me, but Tony Gwynn still loves our team. We talked about that earlier. We'll hear what John Smoltz has to say coming up at the 6 o'clock hour.
All right. I want to address this real quick because we got Yeah Man coming up. Mike was talking about this when he came in today, and it was kind of interesting only from the standpoint of when people, and first of all, it's the internet, so it has to be true. People put crazy stuff out there all the time, right? And there was, there was somebody, Chris is talking about, he's going to address this even more in Yeah Man. But there was a gentleman who was talking about this potential trade. And I just want to say, Jane Slater, who covers the NFL, she does a terrific job, has thrown cold water on this, and rightfully so. First of all, if you just pay attention generally to the NFL, you know there's a financial element to every deal that is done. Dak Prescott is making $60 million. And the idea was the Browns were looking to trade for Dak Prescott. And Jane Slater basically says, Mike, this is fake news. There's nothing true about this. The Cowboys are not working on a trade for Dak Prescott. This is absolutely not true. And this guy was getting traction from this comment.
Yeah, Chris, do you know what this guy is? I guess he's an old-timer. I mean, he looks like he's a guy who's been around Cleveland, but the information is erroneous.
So I have done my crack investigative reporting. Journalism.
Journalism.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is essentially what a Bob Rathbun would have been to a FanDuel network.
Okay.
He was a guy that was doing play-by-play and some studio work for a long time. Now he does his own video podcast. And he went on a rant, which I'll let you hear coming up in Yeah Man, No Man, about he has multiple inside sources reporting that the Browns are interested in Dak.
Well, we were doing the numbers, and that's why people, as Carl said, threw cold water on this. The cap hit for the Cowboys, if you move Dak off the roster, is like $98 million. Okay, so I'm glad that somebody can do the Browns have got $18 million in cap space, and if we structure eight guys, we can have room for everybody. Yeah, but the Cowboys will never sign off on this because they'll be dead in the water forever.